Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The fifth annual F&G Risk Tolerance Tracker asked investors how the events of 2024 have impacted their views on their retirement and risk. Compared to previous years, respondents report an overall improvement in mindset about their financial future and increased risk tolerance. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Chris Blunt, CEO of F&G. Chris, so glad you could join us today.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
So, Chris, what are some of the top line findings of the report?
Yeah, the survey, while it did show that risk tolerance increased, really the economy is continuing to weigh on the minds of American investors. And despite the slowing of inflation, that was the top stressor. So 80% said they're worried about inflation having a negative impact on their financial future. It's down from 85% last year, but obviously it's still top of mind. And then interestingly, keep in mind, we did this survey in August, 72% were worried about the U.S. presidential outcome having a negative impact on their financial future and how it might change their retirement plans, depending on the outcome.
Were there any surprises in the findings?
Yeah, a couple really stood out. One, the survey found 63% of American investors are worried about the impact of cybercrime and fraud on their financial futures. Elder fraud is a really insidious threat and a lot of times goes unreported. But, you know, I took that to mean that there's clearly something there. Things are happening or they're hearing about incidents with relatives, et cetera. And now it creates financial stress, but particularly for retirees who don't have a lot of time to recover from an event like that, but can also put just tremendous stress on loved ones. A couple of other things. Half of the respondents said they were worried about the impact of generative AI on their financial future. So I thought that was pretty fascinating and might be a source of some follow-up research on our end to try to understand what they mean by that. And then lastly, it wasn't surprising because it's pretty consistent, just maybe disappointing. Over half of the respondents, 58%, so they don't currently use a financial professional.
Compared to last year, Chris, what has changed the most and what would you say has changed the least?
Yeah, interestingly, we didn't see huge swings year over year in the data. And as I said, there were some signs of improvement about overall risk tolerance, but it was pretty clear folks are still worried about their financial safety net being ripped away. So not just concerned about retirement, but really concerned about their financial safety going forward. So that was 66% in 2024, down only 3% from last year. So I would say investors still at a point of quite heightened concern out there. And then it was very clear that they're still extremely focused on inflation, the volatility of the market environment, and things of that nature.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Now, the survey suggests that there's an opportunity for guaranteed income products here. Can you talk about that, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, that obviously bodes well for our industry. A couple very surprising findings. So 88% listed guaranteed income for life as an incredibly important part, you know, of their financial future and their financial safety going forward. It was second only to accumulated income at 91%. And 41% of investors said they're more than willing to explore new products, and yet only 14% are currently taking advantage of annuities. So I think that points to a pretty big opportunity for both financial advisors and our industry in general.
So, Chris, what's the biggest takeaway for both financial advisors and American investors?
Yeah, I think for investors, it's pretty clear there's an opportunity for many of them who aren't working with a financial professional to do so because they're clearly leaving a few important levers and tools on the table, like annuities is one example. When you talk to survey participants, over half of baby boomers and almost two-thirds of Gen X are not using a financial advisor. And one thing that we know from experience is investors being a little more proactive now and trying to set up some guaranteed income for the future can bring a lot of peace of mind. And then I think for financial professionals, what screams off the page is investors are seeking safety and certainty, particularly right now. They're feeling stressed. They're feeling the impact of volatile markets and concerns about inflation. So I think there's a huge educational opportunity here to go back to the basics and talk to investors about the importance of guaranteed lifetime income.
Safety and certainty. Some things never change, do they, Chris?
Absolutely.
Chris, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Great. Thanks, John.
That was Chris Blunt, CEO of F&G, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.